poll, Republican leads Democrat on ballot in Oregon's 5th Congressional District. By Jacob Bliss on June 29, 2022. A Republican candidate leads the Democrat candidate on the named and unnamed ballot for Oregon's 5th Congressional District, according to a Democrat-aligned polling firm, Public Policy Polling. The poll found that 45% of the voters in Oregon's 5th Congressional District would vote for the Republican on a generic ballot, compared to the 42% who would vote for the Democrat. The remaining 13% were not sure. Additionally, when the Democrat polling firm added a name to the ballot, the Republican was still slightly in the lead. On a named ballot, 42% said they would vote for Republican Lori Chavez de Remer over the roughly 41% who said they would vote for far-left-backed Democrat Jamie McLeod Skinner. In the named ballot, 17% said they were unsure. The Democrat-aligned polling firm surveyed 572 voters in Oregon's 5th Congressional District from June 1 to 2. No margin of error was given. Chavez de Remer is a small business owner and former mayor of Happy Valley, Oregon. Making it out of the crowded primary, Chavez de Remer said she would support businesses and police, as well as address the crisis on our southern border. Chavez de Remer will run against McLeod Skinner in November. McLeod Skinner is a far-left-backed Democrat who successfully beat seven-term Representative Kurt Schrader, D.R., in the primary. The National Party, including President Joe Biden, supported Schrader because he was the incumbent in the race, running for an eighth term, even though their support angered the local Democrat county chapters. The local chapters demanded the National Party keep out of the race so they could support McLeod Skinner. The 5th Congressional District was recently redrawn to include more Republican areas during redistricting. It now stretches from the Portland area into rural communities in the central part of the state. Democrats have held the seat since 1997. But there are concerns by some in the party that a far-left candidate would have a more challenging time getting elected in the district following redistricting. Republicans, who are currently projected to win between 20 and 35 seats while only needing to net 5 seats to take back the House, have already rejoiced at the far-left Democrats' primary win. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.